It's one of the best-known songs of the past century. In fact, one president said it was his favorite, but then a lawsuit stopped it from being played. The story of the song and its rise to prominence is today's American Country Song, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit AgriLiquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
In the early 1870s, Dr. Brewster Higley penned a poem titled My Western Home. It was by chance read by one of his patients, and the doctor was encouraged to have it set to music. It eventually became the song we know as Home on the Range.
The real notoriety came about in 1934 when two things happened. One, Admiral Byrd played it at the South Pole, and then Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as president, played it on the lawn of the White House, and he called it his favorite song.
But Eldine Holtis says once the song became national news, family stepped forward to say they had penned it, not Dr. Brewster Higley back in the 1870s.
Goodwins from Arizona sued NBC and said that's our song, and wanted $500,000 of royalty money. This is in 34, big bucks. So they quit playing it, but hired an attorney, Samuel Monfelt.
The attorney researched the song and found Higley did, in fact, originate the lyrics here in this small cabin on the banks of West Beaver Creek. They were words inspired by this home, truly isolated on the range of Kansas.
He talks about the creek and the flowing and all of that. What he was writing about, I think, was the sensations that he felt as he lived here.
Higley nor his family ever received money for the song. This cabin in which it was written was largely forgotten for over 60 years.
1881 was the last time anybody lived in it. We have a picture that shows it was a chicken house in 35. And then Kansas adopted it as the state song in 1947. And that's when it piqued the local interest in it.
And today that cabin is restored and open free of charge. The Home on the Range cabin that gave birth to a song known to all. Traveling the countryside near Smith Center, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.